Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyful and be joyous. I hope you're excited about today. I don't really have a lot to say other than my golf game's finally coming back. I was going through a wave of playing terrible, and it was just destroying my soul, but we'll skip that. I was reading in Hebrews this morning, and I always love this part of the Word where it talks about what God's Word does. Now, again, the Word is spiritual. It comes from God. It's not out from the five senses, and so there's things in here that you're going to read that you might disagree with. However, you have to change your mind to what God says and not change what God's Word says to your mind, if that makes any sense. There's a lot of people, I just can't get over that question that was asked of me. As you've gotten older, do you read the Word differently? It's like, no way. It's the opposite. The older I get, the more I see the truth of the Word. If it says, better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire, if you read that verse, better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby, so what you see, than the wandering of the desire, than what's pursued by thereby, the thing you think about that you're pursuing, it's better to stay in what you see. As you get older, you learn that. It's like, wow, like living in some dream world isn't reality. Reality is now, right in front of you. So I never went back. I try to change my mind to what God says. And that's the thing. When you start to renew and renovate your thoughts to what God says, these spiritual thoughts, it's going to change your life. You're going to have a newness of life, wisdom, discernment, understanding, knowledge, fear of the Lord, reverential awe. And then this kind of stuff. If you go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9, it says, "There therefore remaineth a rest day to the people of God. For he that has entered into God's rest, his rest, he hath ceased or rested from his own works as God did from his own." You have to rest from your works in order to let God work. Now, you are to work in life, but at God's direction. Verse 11, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. You got to get to the point in your life where you believe what God says. You have reverential awe towards God. You believe His Word. And when you enter into that rest, you'll enter into a place where you believe, no matter what, that everything's okay. It's a state of peace. It's a spiritual state too. It's not a carnal state. I mean, there have been times, recent times, where I should be spinning out because of the five senses, because of what I see on, let's say, paper, financial stuff. But spiritually, I know God has me. It's okay. I know all these things. All things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to purpose. I know God's there. Therefore, I'm not going to fear. I'm not going to spin out. And that gives you rest in your life. Verse 12, "For the spoken word of God is living," or quick. It giveth life. It's life-giving. "The spoken word of God is life-giving and powerful and effectual in operation, and sharper or more cutting above any two-edged sword, passing through even the act of dividing of soul and spirit," which is your five five senses man and the spiritual man. It cuts through both. It divides the spiritual and the carnal, and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner, or skilled in judging of the thoughts, and this is my favorite part, the secret motives and the emotional revolvings of the mind and the intents, which are what is in the mind of the heart or the seat of your distinctive character. It'll cut through even your emotions. If you're an emotional person, God's word will even cut through that. If you find yourself emotionally driven, and then you look back and say, man, I wish I wasn't in that place. I wish I wasn't emotionally moved by that. God's word will cut through that. It also cuts through the revolvings of the mind. The things, it's discernment, but it's the things that you actually think about. Not the emotional movement, the literal intelligence, your intelligence. It'll cut through both of those. It's sharper than both of those, and it'll divide the spiritual and the carnal. And then you get to choose. And that's what's even more tremendous? God allows us to choose free will. And that's it's considering all the factors that go on in life. I mean, considering like what you've gone through, your history, where you're going, God still gives you a choice, and you get to choose in life. Stand in that liberty, therefore, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled with the weight of the yoke of bondage or servitude to the law. You're free to go wherever you want. There are consequences, but you're free to walk. You're free to make the decision. And God's word will help you in that path freely. Have a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. It's a fallacy, man. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for everything that's going on. I ask and continually ask that you open those doors and that you close those doors, whatever your will is. I thank you that we can go to you in each and every situation and that you're there for us. I pray for today that the things that need to get done, that you continually show me how to motivate and get these guys doing what needs to get done and that we produce the things that need to get produced. I thank you so very much for Rob and how much of a blessing it is to get in shape and to remain in shape. I pray for that men's group that you just bless and the increase of that, that you just bless those people that get on and that it's a complete blessing. And I thank you again for the moments of my life, the little moments, the big moments, and for everything you do for me and my family and for your believers, Father. I also thank you for your son and what he did. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.